Your work is featured in a new space at the Hillside Arts Center, and it's one of the first exhibitions there at the center, right?
The first exhibition at the center.
Ah, congratulations.
Thank you.
How did that come about?
A few years ago, working in the 18 Collective, the group did a show at the Arts Center. And in the first show, Mark was like, he felt like we could do more. So we did another show the next year. And he had been talking to me. He said, I got something special. I really want you to work on this project with me. I'm going to work with you on this project. And I started doing insider art with him where I was going to the juvenile. And it's usually like a 4-day or 4 sessions that we work with the kids, like when they're on their school break. And then so we've done that a couple of times. And then recently I started working with them with Art Reach. And I've been in Coburn Place. So it's cool, like, you know, working in the communities. But Mark kept telling me, I got this project. And he was like, so he started telling me about the Hillside Center and how it's in the community. And I've kind of pretty much been in the community as well. Like, I grew up between Brookside and Brightwood. So Hillside, Martindale, Brightwood, Martindale area was pretty much my family was there. It's my stomping ground.
Talk to us a little bit about what visitors will see at this art exhibition.
So this time you will see a lot of mixed media work. I have some pieces that are mixed media on paper, and so they're like airbrushed inks or acrylics, aerosols, so it's like spray paint on those as well, and then pastel. So it was just a new series I was experimenting with of like some portraits. Like, one of them's real, a couple of them are imaginary. Come and see if you can figure out who's who. Then like a larger scale abstract. I play with like some abstract and like little characters. So I still kind of keep my hip hop vibe and aesthetic, I think, throughout my work. I'll have some 3D work as well, like ceramics. So I do a lot of the ceramic work. I've tried to go, not really crazy, but trying to kind of like expand my mind so people can kind of get a peek inside of how my mind works.
Yeah, I like that. Where do you get your inspiration from?
A lot of it is the overactive imagination. I think the 12-year-old still lays dormant in me. That was the fun art years for me. But cartoons, comic books, movies, in a sense, loosely pop culture, hip-hop culture. It can be politics sometimes, so social commentary, just conversations with people spark some of my work or my ideals at times. So I like to kind of just let my ideals just flow freely and see where they go. So in a sense, I guess I've been flowing freely and just experimenting more with the work that's in this show. And it was also like a combination or a build up from some of the other shows I've been working on.
I'm looking forward to seeing your latest work.
Well, thank you, Taylor. I'm looking forward to seeing you there.